The easiest way to describe Larissa Syverson to a newcomer is to mention her tattoo. A thin blue pattern makes a horizontal line across her cheeks. Unungan women stopped commonly receiving facial tattoos 150 years ago, but Syverson had wanted one since she was a child in the late 1980s. Seeing a woman with a tattoo inspired her to revive her culture and to recognize the women of that culture. She also wanted to revive the language.
My Aunt Barbara did a lot of storytelling, which had a lot of the language incorporated, and that kind of sparked my interest a lot because it wasn't something everyone could do, and it wasn't something anybody in my generation was doing yet. So I just kind of took it from there and decided somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to kind of link, you know, fill the gap there from generation to generation.
Syverson says she thinks language is what ties a culture and a community together, so she will not let Unungam Tenu die out.
It kind of defines the culture. All the traditions are held in the language, especially when it comes to food. And food is what keeps us alive. So, you know, all the knowledge and collective knowledge resides in the language.
In Unungam Tenu, food links words.
Like the month I was born would be Kyum Tugida, which is the brown mussel month. That's when you can get brown mussels at their, you know, best time to get them.
She started learning basic words and numbers in school when she was about 5 or 6. In 10th grade, she decided to take classes at the high school. Now, she teaches herself by seeking out elders who still speak the language. Her enthusiasm encourages them as well.
My grandmother remembers more and more as I heckle her about it. So whether she believes she's a speaker or not, I believe she is, because she grew up listening to it a lot.
Syverson says the language is dying because people in her generation and her mother's generation never saw the need to learn it. Her mother's generation was encouraged not to speak it either. Unungam Tenu is also a language filled with dialects. A speaker from Unalaska won't always understand a person from Accutane, two islands less than 40 miles apart.
Certain words are used in different contexts. So sometimes you may be talking about something completely different and nobody would really be able to make heads or tails of it. They'd just be confused.
The sounds of the language also differ greatly from the English language.
You use the back of the throat a lot, like kh and r. You know, like the word octopus, ilraruch. It's a really, you know, back in the throat kind of noise.
But Syverson says it's easy to learn if you're determined, and she is. Now she's trying to encourage elders to become teachers to spread the language to the next generation.
What we have is, you know, we have a dictionary, we have a grammar book, we have speakers. We have a few teachers, and what we need is more teachers and more people willing to learn.
Syverson will teach short language classes to elementary school students in the spring here in Unalaska, but there is no formalized class in the area. The language classes were cut from the school's budget after the primary teacher left. Despite that, Syverson is trying to revive the culture through a dance troupe and through her own teachings, because if she has her way, Unungam Tenu will never go extinct. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman for KUCB.